Geopolitics are at play in our first story. We've talked a lot about a planned summit between the leaders of the United States and North Korea. Today, we're explaining why it's not going to happen, at least not on June 12th when it was scheduled to take place in Singapore. Yesterday, the White House released a letter that U.S. President Donald Trump had sent to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The American president said that though he was looking forward to their meeting, he felt it was inappropriate at this time to have it, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility in a recent statement by North Korea. A government official from the communist country said whether the U.S. would meet North Korea in a meeting room or encounter it in a nuclear-to-nuclear showdown was entirely dependent on the behavior of the U.S. And President Trump's letter said that for the good of both parties, but to the detriment of the world, the summit in Singapore would not take place. This latest back and forth between North Korea and the U.S. was one of several obstacles that have popped up as the summit was being planned. The U.S. military says it's on guard against any, quote, foolish and reckless action by North Korea. But President Trump still left the door open for a possible meeting sometime between the two countries' leaders.
If and when Kim Jong-un chooses to engage in constructive dialogue and actions, I am waiting.
What happens next is anyone's guess. Several experts and some White House officials have said there was doubt to begin with about whether the summit would actually take place. North Korea has appeared willing to talk to the U.S. several times before in recent decades, but the Asian country has then repeatedly backed away from it. Some analysts say it was going to do that again. The U.S. says it'll continue to apply maximum pressure to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons.